Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 119, Catwoman's Training Session.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston.
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I'm King Baby Duck.
This is Anvil. Because Blue usually talks before me, and he's not here.
Yep, Blue Onyx not here today. But we got something a little bit different. We're doing a little bit of a training here, best at in training, with someone that you might have heard. She helped out with the Sophie interview. And without her, half of the questions of the Evanescence interview that I did would not have existed. So it gives me great pleasure to welcome, as a bastet in training, Miss Sinyamon.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Good.
Is she like a Japanese cartoon? Pokemon, Digimon, Sinyamon?
Only in my dreams.
Yep. She's the awesome type of geek girl. So, she's going to bring stuff onto the table, hopefully, like video games, anime, maybe some
cool
music. Can of Coke, yep.
My caffeine addiction will definitely be brought to the table.
But before we go diving deep into this episode, we have a beta key to give away.
Already?
Yes.
This is really early in the show for this one.
I know, but I
think we should make them wait a little longer.
You think we should make them wait?
I think so.
Okay, if you think we should... Sinyamon, do you think we should make it wait a little longer?
Nah.
Yeah, but what if they listen to the show just to get the beta key and they get it this early? They might just turn off our show.
Well, that'd be depressing.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes.
But we have so many fun things to talk about.
That's why I think, you know, we should, you know, make them wait.
Fine.
All right.
Well, we'll make them wait. So, a couple weeks ago, we had Gamer Reaction on, and we were talking deeply about Batman Arkham City.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, Anvil didn't get much of a chance to talk about it.
No.
And I didn't get to talk about it at all.
Because you weren't there.
Obviously.
So I figured, Anvil, Sinyamon, why don't you two discuss your thoughts on the epicness of the sequel that is Batman Arkham City.
I've got one question. Can I spend the entire time talking like Christian Bale?
No, you're too quiet. You can't project like him.
Well, I'm sorry, okay? Alfred. No. I'm sorry. Look, I'm going to say one thing about Christian Bale. He looks like he could be Batman. He sounds like he should be Mr. Freeze.
It's
a little
true.
Bit, yeah.
He takes the voice a little too far. But he's Christian.
Rachel! Who's your favorite modern era Batman?
Favorite modern era Batman? I still have to say Kevin Conroy in Batman the Animated Series.
No, like the live action movies.
Oh, live action.
Sorry, I should have been more specific.
I still have to say Michael Keaton.
I'm gonna go with the Bill. I like him. I don't.
Alright. Now, with me, I think Keaton did the voice better, but Bale looks more like Batman. You know, and Bruce Wayne. He looks like he's more rich, glamorous. Yeah. Put him in the suit, he's got that look. He's got the body build. His face wasn't better. Now, if you take Michael Keaton's voice and put it on Christian Bale, you'd have the perfect Batman.
I don't know. I go for aesthetics. Christian Bale looks the part.
That's what I mean.
That does it for me.
The voice is, you know, the other.
But I feel like Michael Keaton did it so well because no one would ever suspect him of being Batman. That's why Bruce Wayne was his perfect incognito. No one would put the two people together.
That's a very valid point.
All right, so what's your favorite Batman movie?
Honestly, I'm still stuck on Batman Origins. Mm. So, I really liked that one. That would have been sweet.
Are we talking live action or animated?
Any of them.
I had to say Mask of the Phantasm. Hmm. Which was very underrated when it was out in the theaters. And it had your Kevin Conroy, your Mark Hamill Joker, and it had one of the most coolest storylines in all of the Batman series. Because you would never suspect who was the Phantasm.
Hmm. Now, my favorite's still the original. Going all the way back to the 60s, Eartha Kitt, all of them. That's still my favorite. The pow and the kaboom. Because I think it's the funniest one.
Because that was the tongue-in-cheek one. I mean, yeah. you can't see Christian Bale Batman going, doing the whole Pulp Fiction dance.
But Adam West did it.
Yeah. You can't see Christian Bale with the bomb. Some days you just can't get rid of a bomb. It's my favorite part.
No. I mean, picture the voice.
Just some days you can't get rid of a bomb. I mean, American Psycho Christian Bale as Batman. Well, you know, Huey Lewis in the News is one of my favorite bands of all time. Hey, Paul! Walk! I'm Batman.
Waka waka. Now, if they could take this video game and turn it into a movie...
Yes.
Arkham City? Yeah. Yes. I mean, first off, Catwoman.
Best Catwoman ever!
Please! Like, the new movie coming up, Anne Hathaway... You're a sweetheart, but you're no Catwoman.
No, you're beautiful. But Catwoman, no.
But Catwoman in that video game? Mm. Yes.
You never know, though. Remember, we never suspected Heath Ledger of pulling out a Joker like that.
True,
but Anne Hathaway is no Heath Ledger.
Well, she's really good in serious roles. Remember her in Brokeback Mountain?
I never watched that.
That's right, also with Heath Ledger.
Now... Anne Hathaway, I think she'd be a better Poison Ivy.
Yes. And I love Poison Ivy, can I just say?
I've seen the costume she's worn.
I cosplay as Poison Ivy.
Nice.
Yep, the Arkham Asylum one.
And?
What?
Harley Quinn.
Oh, yeah, and Harley Quinn. I'm doing her Arkham City costume. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty badass.
Okay, that's all I'm going to say. But... I got lost halfway through there.
We were trying to get to the video game of Arkham City. Yeah.
Now, I need to ask her opinion, because I've gotten beaten down on Twitter on this one, too. Catwoman.
Uh-huh.
Who is one of your favorites?
Of who played Catwoman?
Yes.
Which one's...
There was Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah, that one. The one with the penguin?
Yep.
Yeah.
I said she was good.
She's my favorite. Are you kidding? She was psychotic. It was awesome.
I love Halle Berry.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie, I own the Catwoman movie with Halle Berry.
Okay, now what do you think of the way she did it?
I liked it because she wasn't the Batman Catwoman, so people can lay off on that, first of all.
Right.
See, I tried to get into this, and people just beat me down on it.
I just don't think it was as good as it could have been. I mean, Sharon Stone was not a believable villain.
Sharon Stone was hilarious in that with the fucking makeup
turning her to a secret. She went clean, come on. Now, if you got Sharon Stone, was she still on crack? You would have gotten a great one.
Yeah, but no, I liked Halle Berry's version of a Catwoman. Because they had their like whole history of it in the cats. And this.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Alright, so if they turn this video game into a movie... Christian Bale would probably be Batman again.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you want your Catwoman to be?
Oh, God, I had such a good idea for this earlier.
We can ask Sophie.
Yeah, she's a little short, though.
Well, Catwoman is always kind of short.
Yeah, that's true. She would be cool. Sophie from The Singer, obviously. Yes. She'd be a pretty cool Catwoman. But also, I don't know, someone nice and...
Yeah.
Voluptuous, like Catwoman.
Well, Poison Ivy could be Christina Hendricks.
Yes. Oh my god, yes. Christina Hendricks would make the best Poison Ivy of all time.
Okay, this may sound like a bad idea, but I think she could pull it off. She was a former adult film star, but she's now into professional acting. Sasha Grey.
Mm. As what, Catwoman?
As either Catwoman or Poison Ivy.
Well, Christina Hendricks has a natural red hair, which would go well with Poison Ivy, so Sasha Grey would have to go to Catwoman. Alright, what about Penguin?
You know, I remember hearing the rumors of Philip Seymour Hoffman as Penguin. I think he would do an amazing job.
I'm going to blow your mind with my idea for Mr. Freeze when we get that far. Because I don't think you guys would even cross your mind. Alright, Joker. You know?
I would say, for the love of God, let Mark Hamill play him in a live-action version.
No. Have you seen Mark Hamill lately?
With the makeup? He could do it.
I mean, it's still going to be tough to replace Heath Ledger.
I know. It's just like, can we... Bring him back? Like, zombies or something to get Heath Ledger back here.
Like, that was the greatest ever. Yeah. I mean, if you had to do it, bring Jack. Bring Jack back.
Okay, he was good, but I feel like he's too over the top for either the Christian Bale Batman series or even Arkham City.
Yeah.
Whereas the Joker in Arkham City, while having that cool, funny side to him, still is just wicked dark. And how far have you gotten into the game?
I'm not too far into it just because I've been spending a lot of time running around.
Okay. Because then I won't spoil anything about this.
Okay. Well, where are my character now?
Freeze.
Mr. Freeze. Who do you think could play him?
Freeze is tough.
I would say Sean Patrick Flannery.
Good idea.
Because when he played Powder, he kind of had that look on him. Sean Patrick Flannery, I know you're not a fan of the Boondock Saints.
Oh, okay. I was like, I know that name.
All right. Well, I've got somebody that could work, too. Timothy Olyphant.
Oh, my God. Yes, I'm in love with that man.
Hitman, he did the shaved head. Mm-hmm. He did the pale look, and I think he could pull it off by the build.
Yeah, he could.
And he's awesome in Justified.
Yes, I loved him in Justified.
And I don't know if any of you've seen the movie Rango, but he was the man with no name in there.
Yeah,
and he did what?
He was.
Yeah, it wasn't Clint Eastwood. He did the voice, and he did it perfect. Like I was watching, and I was like, "Is that fucking Clint Eastwood? They actually got him to play this."
That's pretty badass. Right.
Harley Quinn.
Oh, Harley Quinn.
Secretly, she wants to play Harley Quinn.
Yeah, it would be me, by the way. No, because I can't do the voice.
Yeah, as I say, you know,
I could never.
I love the cartoon voice. It was that voice that, you know, it was like...
Yeah. Like, Arkham City, they did a good job. I'm not a huge fan of Harley's voice, but I can live with it.
Because I like Tara Strong. She'll always be Raven in Teen Titans. She'll always be Timmy Turner in Fairly Odd Parents. Mm-hmm. She's also done anime, too.
Yeah.
It's difficult, because who would be good... Okay.
Wait, he just popped a chubby.
Kristen Schaal as Harley Quinn. Okay, if you've seen the show Bob's Burgers, she's like the only woman voice on there. Or if you've ever seen Flight of the Conchords, she's like their only fan. It's so hard to really describe, because she's mostly been in like indie stuff.
Mm-hmm. Is it K or C?
K. But I think she would do an amazing Harley Quinn.
S-C-H-A-L-L. No, I have S-C-H-A-A-L.
Okay, that might be it. Yeah, look that up. Because I think she can pull off both the hilarious side of her and the more serious side of her. Okay.
Dude.
Just imagine her with the makeup.
I don't know.
Please, trust me on this. She could probably do it if she had the right makeup.
I don't know.
I don't know about that. Like, I don't know. I just want Harley to be really hot.
Yes.
Well, you're not seeing her from the
it's okay. All right. We already know who would play Bane. Because they already got somebody to play Bane.
Oh, yeah. What's his face? Was in Inception, the blonde guy.
Yeah.
He was in a Fighter. No, not Fighter. A Warrior.
Warrior. I forget his name, though.
Sam, was it?
No. I know who would play Killer Croc.
Tom Hardy.
That's it, Tom Hardy. I would play Croc.
Nah.
Why not? I'm 6'6", I'm huge.
Fine, I'll be the Riddler, then.
Why don't you play the Riddler?
I heard so much talk about fucking Johnny Depp being the Riddler.
Ooh.
And it never actually went anywhere, because, like, I heard that was going to be the big villain in this new movie.
Yeah.
But then it just, like, died.
Right. Because Michael Caine had mentioned it.
Yeah. Because, like, I mean, you just take his Willy Wonka off and dye it green, and he pretty much already is the Riddler. Right. So it's just like, yeah, pretty much.
He could do it.
Yeah, he could. Really well.
It's scary. Like, he's a phenomenal actor. And when he first started out, we never thought he could pull off the things that he's done with Pirates of the Caribbean.
I mean, he was Freddy's first victim.
Yeah, he's come a long way.
Yep. From being pulled into bed and shot up with blood and all that fun stuff.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a good time.
Okay.
All right, so we went really, really far off of where we originally started at.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Arkham City. We apologize for that long-ass tangent.
Actually, now people sit there and go, think, wow, maybe I do want to see this person play that character.
Yeah.
Or, they're idiots.
There's petitions that you can sign. Get this happening.
Twitter will be bursting because I mentioned Halle Berry as Catwoman again.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. But, Cinemalt.
Yes.
First, your thoughts on Arkham City so far.
Stop laughing at my name.
I just picture your little cartoon character.
It means bloody. What cartoon is that?
I can think of a few.
Oh yeah, people, by the way, my name, it's French for bloody. That's cool. Arkham City is awesome. Just the opening alone already made it, like, way better than Arkham Asylum. Because Arkham Asylum was pretty cool and all, but I felt very, like, closed in. Like, I have a set path, I have to go exactly to these things and do this thing. Arkham City, you get in there, you're just like, alright, here's the city, go run around, go fly everywhere. I'm like, oh, I can go anywhere.
And, you know, they give you a whole bunch of good side missions, too.
Oh, yeah. And all the little Riddler question marks, I'll never find them all, I swear to God.
Yeah, I will never find them either.
But, you know, some you have to find is you, and some you have to find is Catwoman. And it's like, I find them, it's like, son of a...
Yeah. By the way, Catwoman, playable character, thank you so much. Such, like, when they first announced that she was going to be an add-on instead, I was just like, oh no, don't drop her. But then they're like, all right, she comes with the game anyways, so... I'm happy.
Alright. And there's also Robin, who, by the way, I don't know if you noticed or not, is voiced by Crispin Freeman, who does the voice of Alucard in Hellsing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I haven't gone that far yet.
Yeah. Well, I haven't gotten to Robin, but...
Well, Robin does show up later on in the game, but you've got to buy the stupid Xbox Robin mix,
yeah.
Robin
pack. All the map packs. No. I'm excited to get the alternate Batman skins because I want to make mine the Batman from Batman Beyond, like, cartoon show.
Yep.
It was so sweet.
Now, how far have you made it in the game?
Not very far. I've passed all the little, the first, I don't know how many. Does the Joker come back after the first time?
Yeah.
Alright, so I've gone, like, to the first one, I guess? Where you go to the steam place, and I died, like, 800 times, and the freaking lava drove me nuts. I
felt have you made it to Mr. Freeze yet?
No.
Oh, man. I gotta warn you about something when we're done. Because nobody else warned me.
Yep.
Yeah, trust me. It's scary.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Moving on.
Yes.
I can't say on, you know, the air because, you know, it's a spoiler.
Yes.
He yells at me for that.
So, Anvil, what have you played so far of it? How are you feeling about it?
I want to play more, but you won't let me. Apparently I'm not allowed to break in your house during the day to play the game.
Exactly. No one's allowed to break in anybody's houses. It's a law.
Yeah, I hear bad things.
Without law, there's chaos. Granted, the first 10 minutes without law would be awesome, but then it's that 11th minute when it all goes down the shitter.
Yeah.
Really? You think it's going to take that long?
Yeah.
You ever hear of women in a shoe store?
Hey.
You know it's true. You've seen it. Riots break out on sales.
I don't want to talk about my shoe collection.
Thank you. Let alone when they say, there's no more laws, you will not be arrested for anything. A riot will break out over a pair of 9-inch stiletto heels. 9 women will die from that pair of stiletto heels being driven through their skull.
Alright, fine.
Thank you.
But if we had Batman... then we'd be okay.
Well, yes.
I gotta break the news to you. Batman's dead. I can tell you who the real Batman was. And you'll be very upset to know. It was Chris Farley. Great white ninja.
Okay.
From what you've done so far, what are your initial thoughts on how this game is gonna wind up being like?
I feel like I can try my hardest and I will never beat all of Batman Arkham City. Because there's so much and so many places. I'm like one of those people, like, I have to go everywhere.
Yeah.
I have to do everything. And that may or may not take the next, like, 5 years of my life. But I'm ready to commit to Batman.
You're playing this game like a marriage. You have to fully commit your life to it. Give everything you have.
But I'm kind of cheating on Batman with other video games.
So. Yep. Yeah, we'll get to that other game in a little bit.
It's not against the rules if the game doesn't find out.
We're having an open marriage. It's okay.
We're very
understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Batman plays with other people. I play with other games.
Hey, at least you know how to turn it on.
Yep. So, you score it from 0 to 5. How do you rate it so far?
What, Batman?
Yeah.
It's like a 7. Are you kidding?
I'm giving it a 10.
And they broke in the rating system.
Sorry.
Okay. So
your rating system was flawed.
Fine, I'll say 5 for the sake of argument.
Thank you. You've somewhat fixed it. There are a couple kinks in the system, but it's workable.
Whoa. Was that geared towards me and my collection in my closet? I mean...
I'm not touching that with a 40-foot dildo. Which you might have in your closet.
No, but you have in your attic. I started. The duck has a 40-foot dildo in his attic. It is blue, purple, and glows in the dark. It says, I love Team Edward with glitter.
Fuck you.
This is me being very uninvolved in this conversation.
I appreciate that.
No problem. So what's next on the agenda?
So one of the games I've been playing these past few days, Saints Row the Third.
Just came out Tuesday.
Yes.
He married it and he's slapping people with dildos.
I will get to that.
I heard about the dildos.
He showed me the dildos and the thing last week. He's like, look, I hit people with dildos. I'm like, what?
No, Blahonic showed you that.
No, I think it was you.
No, it was Blahonic's computer. I remember, because we were talking... I was talking about the demo for Rabbids. But anyway, Saints Row the Third. For those of you who don't know, the game follows the Saints. It starts out with them trying to rob a bank, but it goes to shit. And it turns out there's another gang called the Syndicate, which is split into 3 other groups that have taken over the city. And now... it's your job, as the Saints, to try to earn it back. And what's cool is, after the first mission, you can go in and build your character to however you want it to look. So I built it to look like myself.
It's a very scary looking creature.
No.
Hey, you can talk and read at the same time. You're multi-talented, dude.
Right. But what makes this game fun is you can basically do almost anything in it. So... here's some examples of some of the things I got to do so far. I had a gunfight while dropping 20,000 feet from the air.
Epic.
We all do that.
I chauffeured a tiger in the front passenger seat carefully, because if you crash, it tries to maul you.
So Mike Tyson's in this game?
Nope. I had to save a friend at a BDSM party, climaxing with a chariot getaway chase with gimps instead of horses. Just imagine that. It was hilarious too, as you shoot at the chariots and they still just blow up. It's like, they should have known the lube was flammable. I saved a bunch of hoes from captivity in both an underground club and a cruise ship.
From captivity? Really?
Yep. I got hit by multiple cars to earn insurance fraud. I shot a cop with an octopus gun. Watch him go crazy with his gun shooting people, only to see him be run over by a furry riding a Vespa.
What the fuck?
I smacked pedestrians with the dildo bat. I kick, punch, and shoot anyone in the nuts in various ways. And my personal favorite.
Wait. Anyone in the nuts?
Anyone. So.
Even the female characters?
Well, they wanted to have nuts, so it would be.
Hey, I was just going by what you said.
And my personal favorite has to be shooting the pedestrians out of your Professor Genki manipult cannon. While, I forget what song it is, but Pops Goes to Fort does it all the time. I gotta say, too, I gotta give it up for the radio stations. One of which is an Adult Swim radio station, hosted by the guy from Delocated.
Really?
Yep.
That's epic.
They have the Venture Brothers theme song on there. So as soon as that plays, I'm like, I'm gonna go car crazy and smash into everything as possibly can. And there's like the Aqua Teen theme song. And there are a lot of great bands too, like Waves, Cheeseburger.
Yeah, that's not cool, man.
Well,
I'm gonna die in the original Cheeseburgers.
There's a band called Cheeseburger.
Bacon Cheeseburgers.
That just means she mentioned bacon.
But. Look it up online. There are so many great songs. There are even some like classics, like "You're the Best Around." No one's ever gonna keep me down. You're the best around. That's how the song goes.
I'm gonna hit it on myself now. Duck singing is that bad?
I do have a couple issues with this game. First one is the shooting and flying levels, where you have to do both at the same time. They're really difficult to master.
You're shooting and flying at the same time.
Not to mention the camera angles make it a little bit difficult to, like, try to aim at it properly.
You're shooting and flying at the same time.
I get that, yes. Now, if it was a setup like, say, Snoopy Flying Ace, that would have been awesome. Hey. Snoopy Flying Ace is the best damn flying game ever played.
Here we go. They're making it realistic because you're shooting and flying at the same time.
I'm sorry, wait, what are you doing? You're shooting and flying? Ah!
And the other issue I have are the graphics. They're good, but they're not fantastic. It stays true to the cartoonish elements of the game, but some of the rendering with it is kind of bad. Like, it takes a while for, like, trees and cars to load.
Trees!
Wait, what kind of trees?
Regular palm trees and
pine
trees. And I found that my character got stuck in a wall a couple times, too.
Really?
Yes. Wait, you got stuck in a wall?
Yeah, I don't know how it happened. I was driving on a bridge, I fell out of the car, and I was stuck in between the bridge, and I wouldn't come out.
Sounds like a personal problem.
Just picture you walking down the street, and be like, oh god, where'd this wall come from? And be like, oh, I'm stuck.
Well, you know, hey, look, I'm gonna jump over a fire hydrant. Hey, how'd I get to the sidewalk?
Yeah.
Stop stepping in my face!
Now, while the game does have these flaws, it succeeds in every way when it comes to creating a fun gaming experience. This is basically Grand Theft Auto Looney Tunes. It's so cartoonish that if any parental group goes against this game, I will be pissed because they will not have actually played it. Because it's funny. It's not serious like Grand Theft Auto. It's just supposed to be something you laugh your fucking ass at.
Actually, there's a group that does oppose this game. All the Occupy groups.
We'll get to that later.
Fuck the you occupiers.
We'll get to that in later.
Why?
Because we're still on video games.
I can still say fuck you occupiers.
Video games!
So, for my grade so far, I can give this a 4.6 out of 5. I haven't tried the online multiplayer aspect of it yet, but I'm really enjoying this game. I love the missions, with the exception of the flying and shooting ones. The combo. I like flying, I like shooting. It's like ice cream and pizza and blending it together. It doesn't work.
Well, how do you know? You ever tried?
I'm afraid to.
Have you ever tried pizza ice cream?
Really good.
I disagree. Multiplayer? There's multiplayer? I can see that turning into a huge dildo competition.
Yeah. So, Cinemon.
Yes. Halo.
You got the new Halo Anniversary Edition.
So, what was it, 15 years now?
10, I think.
10 or 15, whatever.
10 years. Because that was when the Xbox first came out.
Right.
Outdated, I gotta go.
Okay.
So, 10 or 15 years ago, Halo first came out. And it was really, really awesome then. But if you try and go back now, it's not the nice, shiny Halo that you want it to be. And they know that. And so they gave us Halo Combat Evolved Anniversary. And it's all kinds of shiny. And I won't lie, I've spent half of the time I've played hitting the little button to go from, like, old graphics to new graphics just to, like, look at all of the improvements, be like,
wow.
It used to just be a wall, and now it's, like, a wall with this, like, control panel, and it's, like, see-through, and it's all this cool stuff, and it's, like, awesome. And so I spent way too long doing that. But also, like, playing through the campaign is still the same, but it's much shinier. But the multiplayer is awesome because they use the Reach engine for the multiplayer, which means you're playing all the Halo Reach people, but you get the Halo 1 maps, which I don't know if anyone remembers, but they were excellent. And they just don't make them like that anymore because, you know, they used up all their good ideas on the first game. And so you still get all your fun jetpack and all this awesomeness of Halo Reach multiplayer and on all of these awesome, epic maps of Halo Combat Evolved. And it just makes me so happy. And plus, you know, re-release, not even full-price game, nice solid $40 investment, totally worth it.
Really? Just 40?
Yeah, it is. 40.
I'm surprised.
Brand new game. Awesome.
Now, as it is a 10-year-old game, I gotta ask, how does the story...
The story will always be awesome because, you know, you're still Master Chief. It's like his first introduction. And if you, like, say, like, I had only had a 360, I never had an original Xbox, so
yes.
I had never really gotten to do the story all that much except for, like, seeing my friends play it. But then by the time I finally got to it, it's, like, at least 5 years old. I'm like, it doesn't really look the best. I'm not that invested in it.
Yeah.
But now I get to be like, it's shiny. And now I get to go through the story mode again, and it's just like, oh yeah, Master Chief. He's a badass. I've forgotten.
I love how in the recent episode about Chicken, he's like joking about, oh, I know what you're going to ask. What's behind my mask? I can't show you. Shut up! We're being shorted! Please, please, no, I will not show you what's behind my mask. Fuck you and your mask!
Yeah.
We're dying!
You're never gonna see Master Chief's face because you don't need to see Master Chief's face because he's Master Chief. He's not a person, he's just epic.
I think he's a robot.
I mean, I think he's a cyborg.
You think he's a cyborg?
I think he was like
Spawn! He picked up the mask with a burnt or crushed face because he's Spawn.
He's like
Michael Jai White is Halo.
So he's like Darth Vader?
Yes! But cooler! James Earl Jones was a man. Michael Jai White is awesome.
Okay. I'm glad we've clarified that.
Yes.
And also there's, you know, the Cortana aspect. She's my favorite Halo character. She's like 2 inches tall and an AI of an entire battleship. She rides around in Master Chief's helmet because he's that awesome. And she's that awesome. She's the sassiest AI as well.
Sassy.
Yeah. And plus, you know, running through, headshotting all the freaking grunts, making them explode. Go, yay! Birthday time.
Birthday time?
Well, there's skulls that you can turn on in the game. And one of them is called Birthday. And you shoot the freaking things in the head, and they'll explode in confetti. Go, yay! It's been in pretty much all of the games. Yep. But, and they brought them all back, and they added a couple new skulls, like... Mm-hmm. Some of them make the game much harder, some of them are just funny, some of them make it easier, so
yep.
It's all good.
Now, for people that have already owned the original Halo, is it really worth it to go and purchase this version?
Why do people buy more DVDs on Blu-ray now? Because they want their old classics and they want it to look nice. So yeah.
Okay.
That's my theory.
Alright.
Plus, so, I never had original Halo, so now I get it.
Okay, cool. For a grade, 0 to 5, what do you give it?
I'd give it a solid 4. You know, it's not a new game, so I can't give it a nice 5, but it's still epic and awesome and everything I wanted it to be, so I'll give it a 4.
Okay. Sounds good. Alright, Anvil.
I didn't do it.
Shall we do a little sports?
Do we have to?
You're our sports director.
But it's a sad week in sports.
Well, you can do the good news, bad news.
Alright.
He walks slowly to the mic, contemplating how he's going to fathom the good and the bad of the sports.
Just take a moment. It'll be okay.
Okay, so it's been a rough couple weeks in sports. As you know, last week we came live from the Songus Arena in Lowell for Victory Promotions fight.
Yep.
So we have a lot to catch up on.
Yes.
There's been sexual abuse allegations made against a former coach over at Penn State. Because of that, there's been a lot of firings, including the legendary Joe Paterno. 61 years as the head coach. He announced his retirement the same day they fired him. Since then, we have found out that Joe Paterno has been diagnosed with lung cancer, which came out yesterday from his son. And also, over the last few days, allegations against an assistant coach over at Syracuse University of sexual abuse has come out. So, as time goes on, we'll learn more. Now, yesterday morning, a plane carrying a pilot, his wife, the head basketball coach for Oklahoma State's female basketball team, and another assistant crash, killing all 4 on board. It's been a very sad week for sports, or a couple weeks. Their NBA has canceled games through December 13th.
The more I see this, the more of a joke the NBA has become.
Truthfully, it's sad that the NBA itself is more of a joke than the Harlem Globetrotters.
I always hated basketball.
Yeah, me too. I find it boring and repetitive, but it's okay.
But it's like, why aren't the players agreeing to any of these terms? I mean, they sound really good.
You have to look at breakdowns. How all, it's like, oh yes, we're going to give you all this money. That sounds great, take it. But how is that money broken down? Well, what if I sat here and looked at you and said, okay, duck.
Sinyamon.
Sure. I will give you 51% of all the money that we make. Are you going to take it?
Sounds good. But how do you...
It depends.
Depends on what?
What does the 51% entail?
Exactly.
Okay, well, let me put it like this. Bluonic, Shades of Black Flame, Panda, and Ninja Sister have retired from the group. Let's say this.
Okay. Hypothetically.
Hypothetically, of course, not actually. And I'm like, well, as players, you'll get 35% of the money, take home. You're like, okay. I'll put another 15%, which will make 50% right there, in case you guys get injured or all the other good stuff, mm-hmm. towards your medical bills and everything else. And that last 1% will go to retired people. Is that fair?
The retired people should get more.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm trying to give you guys, active people, more.
So it's more about the retired players who actually need it.
That's, you know, how it was with football and, you know, things like that. So it's how things are broken down. All right, can we move off bad news now?
Yes.
Yes.
The Bruins are on a 7-game winning streak! They've been 3-7 in the month of October, and they're 7-0 in the month of November.
Octopus November.
I invent new months.
Yes.
It is amazing. They're playing great. Taylor Sagan is tearing it up. Team's playing very well. Tukarask and Tim Thomas are looking great. This is what I'm talking about. Also, it's some really good news. It broke this morning. Baseballs, they're doing the same thing as football and basketball. They decided, we have one more year of our collective bargaining agreement, but let's sit down early. Guess what they did early this morning?
They agreed to it.
They did a handshake agreement. Everybody just has to finish signing. We'll have baseball for another 5 years.
You see, NBA, NFL, that's called smart thinking.
Well, actually, the NFL one was the, there was still more years on it, but there was an opt-out by the owners, and they took the option out to renegotiate.
Okay.
NBA, they just let it expire. Hockey, you better get on your shit, because you already had a lockout before, and yours is about to end.
I think one more year. I think they're learning from the mistakes that the NBA are currently making.
Considering hockey still hasn't fully recovered from the lockout.
I remember you were cringing every time they were talking about hockey at Anime Boston.
Oh, God. I don't like sports except for football. I'm sorry.
Listen, people ask me what hockey is, and like, is it just putting a puck in the net? No. I tell them it's boxing on ice.
It's a bunch of dudes fighting each other with sticks on ice skates. And something about a puck.
Yeah.
That's about all I know. That's all I
know. And of course, you know, you have that old joke that's the most racist sport ever invented. Mm-hmm. You know, back in the day, it was all white guys wearing masks, running around on white ice, carrying sticks, chasing a black puck. It was a funny joke back in the day, but unfortunately, you know, it's not only white people in the league anymore. Fuck you, PK Subban!
We're just kidding.
No, I hate him.
Oh, okay.
He's a very dirty player, and he plays for Montreal. Fuck you, Montreal Canadiens!
Dude, Canada? Let them have something. All they have is hockey.
Well, no, they also have a great music scene there.
They can have Celine Dion?
Yeah!
Well, no.
Great.
And Alex Trebek.
Well, no, there's Hunter Valentine, The Clicks, Fucked Up, Broken Social Scene, Arcade Fire.
This guy.
Metric.
Your 40-inch dildo, your 40-foot
dildo. Stop talking about the 40-inch dildo that doesn't exist.
Alright, fine, Canada. He might have some cool music, too. And maybe some tasty maple syrup.
Scott Pilgrim.
Damn it! Bye, okay. Canada, you can be a country!
whoa, they just got excited for a second. Take it back.
Just kidding.
Okay. They left a collective sigh. Heard all the way over in Europe.
So, let's talk about the return of the Patriots.
Bom, bom, bom. The Patriots played the New York Jets the other day.
With that foot fetish coach of theirs.
And we beat them by 3 touchdowns. Now, I need to do a little something off of sports for a second, but still on sports.
Okay.
Rex Ryan, the foot fetish and coach of the New York Jets, was in a movie that was shot locally and I got a chance to help out with, called I Hate You, Dad, starring Adam Sandler and Vanilla Ice.
Mm-hmm.
Ice, baby. I had to. Uh-huh. So, guess what Rex Ryan plays in the movie?
Rex Ryan?
No. He plays a Patriots fan.
Oh my God, really?
Yeah.
Lol.
Doug, if you want to try to prove me wrong, you can look it up. It's on the internet, too. You can find it.
I'll take your word for it.
I love irony.
Yes. So it's utterly amazing. But we beat them. We have another game coming up.
Was he cheering for us the whole time?
Unfortunately, in the locker room.
I was watching it. Every other time the Pats were doing something good, it was like, fuck, 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 oh, sandwich. I thought they were going to screw up again, but then during the second half, oh my god, they were fucking like, they were like the old Pats of like 8 years ago. Back when we had like Troy Brown and Adam Vinatieri. It was like the moments of the Golden Toe. It was like the Golden Toe era.
Oh man, those were the days.
Yes.
If we plan on winning the Super Bowl, we have to step it up.
We're playing some decent, not good teams these next few weeks, so there is a chance.
Never sleep.
Right, exactly. Although, I don't know about those Indianapolis Colts.
Hey, you don't want to be that one team to give them a win.
Right, but at the same time, it just goes to prove that you can't just have one player hold up an entire team. Without Peyton Manning there, the Indianapolis Colts have just been on such a massive losing streak.
They haven't won yet.
Exactly.
They're now taking on the Kansas City Chiefs, who have lost starting quarterback Matt Castle due to a hand injury. And
who used to play for us.
Of course. And they're starting Tyler Thigpen, who's making his first NFL start.
Wow. All right. Hope he's something.
Hey, Tyler, don't screw it up, or else there will be a lynching.
Welcome to the NFL. Go!
It's like, all right, Tyler, I'm going to start you this week. Matt's hurt. Nice. Who are we playing? The Patriots.
Excuse me, I'm just going to go shoot myself.
I'm going to go put in my retirement papers.
It's like, yeah.
Is Andre Carter playing?
I don't even have a hand. Like, I was just kidding.
It's fake.
It's like, so, the team, the Jets, they're better than us, right? Yes, their offensive line's a lot better than ours. Why do you ask? But Andre Carter had 4.5 sacks against Mark Sanchez. Well, let's see if he can get 9 against you. He'll be like his daddy, Ruben, who's part of, you know, the old Broncos teams, you know. They aren't. I want to retire. Shut up and be a man. Why are you playing quarterback? I'm a head coach. I'm not that stupid. Can I just throw the ball? No, you can't just throw it out there. You know, you might get something. Yeah, that's better than dying. True. Yeah.
I want to ask you something. Can we go on to MMA? What's this like whole controversy about how a lot of people were pissed off at the first UFC event on Fox?
All right. Because they only put one fight on.
Really?
Yes.
They put one fight on for a two-hour event. It wasn't 2 hours.
They did pay-per-view, but they put the main event piece on Fox. Because there's supposed to be five-minute rounds of a title fight. Unfortunately, Junior DeSantis showed Cain Velasquez in the first 2 minutes. Yeah. Do I have to say more? Have you seen the fight online?
Yeah. I blank and it's over.
I literally sneezed, and I was on the 5th replay. It's like, alright, here we go. Let's fight! What? 35 times through? What? Fuck. So, the way that Dana White said now, he's going to plan 4 fights for the next Fox, and no title fights anymore.
Okay.
Because title fights do take a lot more time, and if you get a quick knockout, well, your fans are,
I'm sorry, Cindy Mon, but you had to see that.
It's cool.
It's air. I was moving through air.
It's only metaphorical.
Yes. No. Hold
on. No.
I'm kidding.
The line has been drawn.
No.
It's halfway in between me and you. See? Right here in the middle of the table. Through me.
She's scared. She's never coming back, are you?
I tried real hard to make that one work. Just to...
I know. But we're on the air, so I couldn't go where I wanted to with it, so it had to fail.
Yes.
Anyways, so.
But Hopefully the next event's huge. I mean, we missed it. Yeah. Because we were covering the Victory Promotions fights, which we got to see some really good fights.
Yes.
The first three were like Junior DeSantos and Cain Velasquez.
One lasted negative seconds because the other fighter didn't even show up.
All right, I got to put something out here real quick. We got to hang out with guys like Butterbean and Tank Abbott and everything. A friend of ours who did the photo shoot with us, Peter Barrett, knocked out Tank Abbott's stepson. All right, so Peter, there you go, man. That's how you make a name for yourself. Knock out a legend stepson.
Well, it's not like he has his genes.
No, but he has his, never mind.
Yep.
I was going to go somewhere, but, you know, I'll be polite because, you know, I don't want to piss off Tank. He was very helpful. I mean, I actually had a nice hour-long discussion, and he gave me some really good advice to further my career.
Yep. And, of course, we got to hang out with John Doomsday Howard for a little bit.
Yeah, you know, Doomsday is a great guy. I'm glad, you know, can't thank him enough for coming and sitting down with us, giving us, you know, the interview. He interviewed with us during the last fight. Unfortunately, the fight ended early, so we had to end the interview early.
Yeah.
It was cool, you know, it was a good time. He came up to our box and chilled with us. We hung out with Butterbean for almost an hour.
I made him blush when I told him that I loved playing Tough Man Contest as a kid.
I'm not going to go any further with that one.
I think he should have sung the national anthem instead of the woman they had there.
Hey, hey, hey. She was amazing.
Lee Bad.
Oh, God, please don't keep going.
That's how she actually, no, I think I sounded better than she did.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of, a little bit.
That's when we have something for called a mercy kill. It's for the mercy of everyone else.
It sounded like a gargling Christina Aguilera.
Aww.
Yeah, but actually, she came walking down every guy in the place and was like, yeah, she started singing. They're like, no.
No. Yeah. Whoop. Oh, say.
That's why you don't audition people visually for singing. They may look okay, but they can't sing.
Yeah. That's why you audition, you know, your national anthem of the song. Hello? Yes. You told me to call for an audition? When can we set up? Oh, right now. Aren't I coming in? No, I don't want to see you. All of a sudden, the woman shows up and, you know, a forklift is driving her in. You're the one that sounded good? Forklift her in! She sounds better than the skinny woman that looked really, really good. Wait, aren't you Adele?
Aww. I love Adele.
Yeah, who doesn't? But you ever seen her music video? She's sitting down and you only see her head. The forklift is supporting her up.
She's not that big.
She was in Boston the other day doing the throat surgery for... That's sad. I hope she's going to be okay.
Yeah.
But is that it for sports?
Well, I just want to give a quick shout-out. Victory Promotions, you put on a good event. Hopefully we can join you for your next event, March 17th, St. Patrick's Day. I will be sober.
Maybe. It's not guaranteed.
It's St. Patrick's Day. It's illegal to be sober.
Well, depends on your definition of sober.
Oh, fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
I could still walk in some direction.
Yep.
Okay, I could fall down in that direction. It works. There is one thing I would love to see a little bit more of.
Okay.
You know, more fights. The venue was amazing. I really wish more people came out and showed some love because they did put on a really good show.
Yep. What was it, like 600 people showed up or something?
I think it was closer to 800, but still, the arena's huge.
Yeah.
I'd love for it to see them get a couple thousand. Maybe they can convince some bigger names to, you know, fight there.
Yeah.
Maybe Danny Lozon fighting Damian Trites again. I know there's a war of words going on Facebook between the two of them. Because I'm Facebook friends with both of them, so I have been able to read the war of words. I'm loving it. But, you know, the last time they fought was a very short fight going to Danny Lozon. I want to see them fight again.
Okay.
Give them a second fight. And, you know, give us something that, you know, we can actually appreciate. So.
All right.
But back to Victory. Great show. I would love to do it again. I love the venue. Great people. I want to give a quick shout out to Brian Bradbury. He was really great helping us out. So thank you again, Brian. Also, Team Prodal Saray. you know, good job out there. Ricky didn't get the decision he wanted, but
he showed the world that he's here. He went 15 minutes.
So he brought it down to a decision against a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt. That's a victory in my mind.
Yeah, so absolutely.
Watch out, world. Ricardo Georges is coming. Dane Stimson's fighting tonight in Chicopee for Warrior Nation. And our good friend Matt Doherty, he's fighting this coming Wednesday. So this will be up in time for people that still grab tickets. Down in Mansfield for AFO at Thanksgiving Massacre against the number one ranked in, you know, New England. He's fighting Rico DeShulo. So go out there, show Matt some love, show Team Prodalsa Ray some love. Go TPS.
Terrific.
All right, what else do we have?
Senya Mullen.
Yes.
There's a movie out that you got to see. Oh, and it's getting kind of bad reviews.
It's awesome. All right, so the movie is In Time, starring Justin Timberlake, but we can gloss over that fact because it doesn't matter.
Justin Timberfake?
Well, Timberlake has been good. Come
he
on.
Actually has been all right in a lot of films, and in this one, he is really good. And there's also some other really good actors in it, like Amanda Seyfried's Growing on Me. She plays the female lead in it.
Now, where else was she in?
Amanda Seyfried. Most popular, Mean Girls. She plays the really stupid one.
All right.
And she was in that other movie.
She was in the one with Megan Fox.
Jennifer's Body?
Jennifer's Body. She was in that. And Chloe, where she plays this psycho person.
Oh, I heard about that movie.
I saw that movie. It was intense. But yeah, she's the female lead. Olivia Wilde plays Justin Timberlake's mom, which is awesome.
Now, for people who don't understand how she could play his mom.
All right, so the premise of the movie is, it's like this alternate future thing, where everyone stops aging at age 25, and via a clock that's on their arm, they get 1 year to live. And the clock counts down. However, the society uses time as currency. So, like, in the movie, a cup of coffee is 3 minutes, and so you pay with your time. So the really wealthy people have decades to live, which is what Amanda Seyfried comes from, her character. Her father is, like, the master of time, pretty much. She has the most time in the whole world. And Justin Timberlake lives on the bad side of the world. He lives hour to hour. Him and his mom, at the start of the movie, have between them a day. So, pretty rough town.
Yeah.
And the movie goes through all of the trouble of living like that. However, Justin Timberlake's character meets this really wealthy person who has been living at his age for 100 years or so and just doesn't want to do it anymore. So he gives all of his time to Justin Timberlake so he can leave the bad part of town and go into the rich world and see what it's like. Because, you know, he now has a decade of time. It's pretty cool. Or no, a century. That's what it is. He gets 100 years from this guy.
Okay.
It's like, Mom, here's 50 years.
Anyways. So he goes over, he meets Amanda Seyfried, and she's like, you're obviously not from around here because you run. And that's how they know, because, you know, all the poor people, they run, but all the rich people, they just walk because they have the most time in the world. Why would they ever run? So it's this really interesting thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he sees life, how they live it, and he doesn't want it anymore. It gets discovered. This whole fight ensues. And pretty much it's like him trying to bust the system because it's really corrupt. Because my favorite quote in it is even a few to live forever, many must die. Because that's where they get the time for all the rich people. And so it's been getting terrible reviews because everyone's just like, it's way too literal with the metaphors. I'm like, yeah, it is. It's all about if money really was. If time really was money. But, you know, it's a great premise, so
now,
deal with it.
I understand that even the original writer was trying to block the release of this movie for some reason.
Of the book it's based on?
Yes.
Really? I hadn't heard about that, actually. Maybe they changed something, I'm not really sure. I never read the book. Sorry. I probably will go find it and read it now.
Okay.
But it's so good, and, like, the stylized version of it is so nice. Like, first of all, it had amazing costuming, which is always, like, huge for me. And the filming techniques they use, the cinematography, excellent. The only thing I didn't like, the music, not the best. Definitely could rework the score to make it way better, but
yeah.
I'll give them it because it's good enough. Oh, yeah, and Cillian Murphy, awesome guy.
I thought it was Killian Murphy. Which is it? Is it Cillian?
I believe it's Cillian.
Really? I always pronounce it Cillian. Whatever. That guy.
You might remember him from as a Jim from 28 Days Later and Scarecrow.
In the Batman. Yep. He plays the timekeeper, the law enforcer. So that was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I like him a lot. I think he's great in films. And he does a really great job in this one, too.
Mm-hmm. You ever see him in Breakfast on Pluto?
No.
He, like, plays, like, a transvestite trying to make a living. It's actually pretty... It's funny, but it's sad, too.
It's a very diverse character.
Yes.
All right. But, yeah, go see In Time and screw the critics with their crappy reviews, because it's definitely worth seeing.
So, how do you give it as a grade?
As a grade? Out of, like, 5 stars, are you saying?
Yeah.
I'd say it's definitely at least 3.5, probably 4.
Nice.
So,
how are we doing on time?
We're okay, we've got enough time. I know you two really want to do this. And oh, for fuck's sake. So, okay. Our opinions might be different on this, but let's just go right into it. This whole Occupy thing. Now, let me just state that when it first started out, for its origins, I was for that. Like
Occupy Wall Street, version 1?
Version 1.
Had some valid points.
Yeah. Yes.
Now it spawned into Occupy Wherever the Hell, and it's gotten a little crazy.
Well, unfortunately, I have joined, and I'm occupying the Duck's house. I apologize, we're moving in now.
Yep. We're your Occupy movement.
That's cool.
we're bringing in some more people. One guy is allergic to water, so he doesn't shower. He wants to occupy your room.
Nope.
I'm sorry. We call him Fleabit Bill. Just don't let him shake his head near your bed.
So, this whole Occupy thing, I feel, has gone way out of control.
You think? I went to the bathroom the other day, and there were signs for Occupy in the bathroom.
Yep. I went to school the other day, and there was an Occupy Salem protester outside my campus.
Then there was also, I worked near Northeastern. I'm coming down, there's a sheet that says Occupy Northeastern. There's 5:10. So I'm like, where'd y'all come from? You weren't there yesterday?
I know. I want to, go into my front yard and be like, occupy my house! We might be having a party.
But it's...
I can't wait for winter to hit these people.
I know.
But it's okay, the original people who started it, our economy's in the crapper while people are giving themselves, pats in the back while people are losing jobs. The really bad rich people.
I mean, I understand if, you work hard for your job, let's say, you work in law enforcement, you do a whole bunch of overtime and make a ton of money. Mm-hmm. You earn that.
Yes.
Not... Yes, I have 29,000 workers under me. I'm bored today. Fire 2,000.
Yay! Ooh, that means I can buy a new boat!
And so everyone was like, yeah, screw that 1%. But some of that 1% deserves their money. So, sorry, people.
And not only that, but some of that 1% also gives back.
Exactly. Do you know how much... really rich people donate? Do you want to take all their money to stop humanitarianism? Those people starving?
Bill Gates?
We want more money in America.
Do you know what Warren Buffett says?
Yeah, Warren Buffett.
Well, and I think recently he's like, if I wanted to, I could end the recession. It's like, do it. Don't
do it,
say
it.
I think if him, Bill Gates, and yes, even I have to say it, Oprah... If the three of them team up together...
Donald Trump too.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe Donald Trump.
Can't forget the Trump.
Okay, if Donald Trump, the four of them say, okay, we'll put this percent in, I'll put this percent in, you put this percent in, and I put this percent in. Hey! We now have a surplus in our country! Hooray! Now,
you would think with all of his money, Donald Trump would get a better toupee, though.
Yeah.
Or a better haircut, at least.
Or just some hair.
Maybe just, man up and go bald.
Whatever. He do what he want.
My hair is going to be huge.
So, yeah. Sorry, Occupy, but
Like, I feel like now these people who are doing it, they're just trying to... Not the original people, but the people who are, like, now joining it and making it the mesh that it is, yeah, are just doing it to try to be cool.
Yeah, little tag-alongs with their funny signs who antagonize the police force that are just trying to do their job. Go home. Yes. What are you doing?
Come I don't on. Like those people. Mm-hmm. I work a job where I wear a uniform that requires a badge. I actually had a run-in with some Occupy people who were calling us fascist pigs. You know, me and a couple of coworkers, you know, on our way into our job. It's like, really? Come on. Don't you have some place to be? Don't you, you know, you have families? There's a thing called a home-cooked meal. It's made in your home. Mm-hmm. Stop going to our soup kitchens and take it away from our homeless.
Yep, that's another big thing.
There's some homeless people that I do know that, you know, are in the area near my job. They get smellier and smellier because, you know, they'll take, like, a shower a week at, you know, this free shower. They're going and waiting in line, and they're running out of the, you know, the hot water for the day because of Occupy. I know one guy, he's like, I haven't been able to take a shower in over a month. And you feel bad for him because he goes. The clothes, you know, that were normally being donated to these shelters are now just being donated straight to Occupy. They're going and taking these free meals, so there's less and less food for the homeless, too. And, of course, some of these people are going to, you know, some of the shelters and sleeping there because it's getting colder. Well, now you're just sticking our homeless out there on the street even more.
Yeah.
Yes.
The 99 trying to stick it to the 1%. Now they're screwing the even less percents.
That's yes.
I mean, honestly.
I mean, I'm, you know, more likely to hand them, you know, a couple bucks now because they're actually using it to go into 7-Eleven and buy a sandwich. Is it kind of sad that they're sitting there asking people for money and you got, instead of going to the liquor store, you see them walking to 7-Eleven buying a sandwich? Because they're actually hungry now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because Occupy's taking up their food as well. It's like, yes, we must protest. Ooh. I smell bad and I'm hungry.
I'm going to take a shower and they're having fried chicken and mashed potatoes tonight.
Sure, I have a house where I could be, but I have to occupy Boston, so I'm sorry, like, homeless guys.
Hold on. Hey, Mom, what's for dinner? Pot roast? What's the shelter having? Fried chicken? I won't be home tonight. I'm going to occupy Boston. Mm-hmm. Fried chicken!
Yeah.
And then you just see the homeless people just giving you dirty stares for the right reasons.
And they're sitting there on the outside holding onto the window. Me so hungry. And mm-hmm. then, of course, you know, you hear little, you know, Oliver Twist. Please, sir. Can I have some more?
More? I'm sorry, sir, but I cannot give you more because we gave it to the Occupy people.
And they're sitting there, ha 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 ha.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, bro. We're hipsters.
We're gonna save our money so we can, you know, buy stuff.
Buy more markers and paper to write things.
Possibly some glitter.
Don't forget that glitter. And we need sheets to spray paint on.
Yep.
Did you see the vest that they're wearing now? They're wearing, like, reflective vests that say Occupy Security.
Really?
Yeah. They have their own security team.
Oh.
Oh, no.
They hired a lawyer because the city was trying to kick him out to get a temporary restraining order to keep the city from kicking him out. And a judge granted it.
What?
How?
I don't know. Blue and me were driving, you know, back because Blue works near, I do. We were driving home and we heard it. We both just stopped and looked at each other. Dead in the middle of the street in the truck. Huh. They even said the judge's name, but I can't remember it off the top of my head. This is like 3 days ago now.
How's that even possible?
Because perpetuating the problem will make it go away.
Well,
oh, wait.
Unfortunately, the Constitution guarantees you a right to assembly. And they claim their constitutional right to an assembly, and unfortunately it does not say how long the assembly can last for. And that's what they're using.
Well, that sucks. I mean, I'm just hoping that by beginning of 2012, like, I wouldn't say the message goes away, but just the people in general.
I kind of hope that the entire United States gets hit with 5 feet of snow. So they can freeze.
We'll see how strongly they support their cause when it's winter.
All right, everybody, come back to your house. We'll come back when the snow melts.
Yeah.
Everybody runs starts putting no trespassing signs. All violators will be. It's like, why does the sidewalk say we can be trespassed and arrested?
Yep. But yes, I'm for the original version 1.0 message of Occupy Wall Street. I'm not really all for version 6.5 or whatever.
Occupy wherever the hell you decide to put your tent.
Yeah.
Well, this shed neat. Looks really nice out back, Duck.
You cannot occupy it because you won't even fit in it.
I've fit in there before. Me and your mom are going to go occupy the shed. We're going to have Senyamon and your dad occupy the garage.
Yeah, and then we'll stick it to... What?
Then I can get the house to myself.
I mean, I don't really know what we're trying to prove.
We have, you know, Fleepit and Bill coming over.
Yeah.
We all want to hide from him.
Well, that's why I put locks on my door.
Because, you know, me and Mom can have some great conversation until, you know, I fall asleep in there and, you know, your mom decides to leave because, you know, I do take up the shed room, curl up in a ball.
Well, it's a shame that I also told Bluonix Mom, so you're going to have to be stuck with her, too.
She can't make it in. I don't think she can make it in the front of the garage with it open. Sorry. All right, let's wrap this up.
Okay. Remember, these are the opinions of the Boston Bash Brigade, not affiliated with them. These may not have the same opinions of the whole Land of Ash, blah, 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 blah.
Wait, let me ask the world. World says Occupy sucks.
Sweet.
Wait, I got one negative comment. Oh, it's Occupy itself. We rule. Okay.
So, remember, visit our website at BostonBashBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcasts, episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew. If you have any comments, questions, anything you want us to talk about, you can reach us at TheBastards@BostonBashBrigade.com. I'm on Twitter at King_Baby_Duck. Anvil's on at Anvil63. We are also on Facebook at Facebook.com/BostonBashBrigade. Like us there. You can even join our group. Whew, okay.
Check out our friends at Electric Sisterhood at ESH.co.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, got it. Also, check out Team Perdalsa Ray at TPSGlobalWarriors.com. Richo Photography. There's a ton of different fighting organizations that you can check out if you want some really good fights.
Yes.
Math of Wad.
Geek Aggro.
The Vagabonds.
Gamer Reaction.
Why the hell do I get the really long one?
I'm helping you, dude.
You just took Bluonix. I still get the really long one. There's like 900 groups I'm forgetting, but I apologize to you guys now.
Okay.
Because he gives me way too much.
So, with this being your tryout episode, Senyamon, how do you feel you did?
It was awesome. Let's talk more about Batman. No, I'm just kidding. I'm gonna go play Batman. Well, thanks for having me. You may never see me because I'll be playing Batman.
You never know. I might be able to find a way to drag her over here.
Can we hang out and play Batman? You can be Catwoman, I'll be Batman.
I'll be your Catwoman.
Meow.
Just kidding, guys.
I have to make a comment. I'll be cool. If he asks me. Alright, let's cut.
Why is it always because I ask you to?
Because I wouldn't have been polite if you didn't ask me.
Okay. So, until next time.
So
until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
This is Angel.
And Sagamon.
Saying sayonara, bitches. We are the Bastards. And Bastet in training.
Whee!
So, I realized that after we recorded our show, we forgot to do one thing. Give away the Defenders of Ardania beta key. So remember, if you've got a Steam account, go into Games, select Activate a Product on Steam, and enter this code. First come, first serve. So be very quick. N7E7H dash 4MQEX dash CGXWZ. Okay, dashers and wenches, go and grab it.